is up to date on
yes.
paper 12.
Okay, the last paper of the meeting. Paper 12, the outstanding issues list. And there is just one item that the staff are currently working on, which is progressing to the stage where we've decided it'd be worth bringing to you at a future meeting. And that is an issue relating to accounting for contingent pricing in the purchase of property, plant and equipment or an intangible asset, and considering in what circumstances should a liability be recognised in respect of the contingent pricing, and when there are changes in the amount of the liability, how those should be recognised, whether that should be a profit and loss item or whether that should be an adjustment to the asset. That's effectively the issue. The submission is attached to the paper so that you've got the details there. given that you have got this detail in advance of the next meeting, if any of you do have comments or thoughts that you'd like to share with us as we're working to prepare the papers, then obviously please do so. We'd welcome that input, and we'll bring this to you, plan to bring this to you in January. Other than that, the only other issue, I think, to notice, of course, the IFRS 2 accumulation of issues that have been submitted to the committee in the past that we'll bring back to you for input as we work towards an agenda proposal for the board as part of their future agenda on that standard.
The advisory council was had a session. Did you give a chance to give some feedback on the Philippe's presentation to the advisory council? Because they gave, I know, gave a presentation here, but the advisory council, we went round to try and get a collective view of what people thought, and it was an almost a very clear view that wasn't as urgent as some other potential projects. They thought it should just stand with all the other projects. They should certainly go ahead and do an agenda proposal, but it should just be assessed and weighed against everything else, as opposed to, you know, I suspect there's some other issues they think are probably more critical or more urgent. So I thought that was interesting. I think they perceived that this was potentially required some fundamental thinking about the project, and that could take time, so we should take our time to do it. But, the IFRS Advisory Council.
That's on the IFRS
2. On IFRS 2. They suggested to us that if this should just stand with every other project, which I thought was interesting, just to get feedback. So I'm not agreeing or disagreeing, but it certainly wasn't a clear, you've got to do this, and let's go ahead and race ahead and do it. And there was certainly no clear, no, that's not a problem, just leave it. But the difficulty is, of course, as you'll see, is that if we don't do something medium to longer term, I think this group could be more active. So that's the balance we've got.
Or the board could be more active. So we'll leave that for the board to decide in due course. It's followed its due process and consultation. All right, that concludes the public part of this meeting. So if the observers wouldn't mind excusing themselves, there are just a couple of admin issues I'd like to run through, so if members would just remain behind. Thank you.